Helen. I'm a regional fundraiser for the Yorkshire Air Ambulance, and I look after the whole of West Yorkshire.
Thank you for joining us, Helen. We should point out we're an expert, and we are expert next-door neighbours.
Yes.
Where our stands are next to each other. So thank you for popping over and having a chat. If there's anyone that doesn't know what the Yorkshire Air Ambulance does, first I'd be quite surprised, but secondly, just kind of fill in that gap, if you would do then, about the work that you guys do.
Yep, so we're an emergency service. We respond alongside the Yorkshire Ambulance Service to all the 999 calls in Yorkshire. At the moment, there's around 3,500 calls coming into both call centres in Yorkshire daily.
Wow.
And we're flying on average to between 4 and 5 missions each day. So we're quite a busy service for the people of Yorkshire. We're fully charity-led. So as a fundraiser myself, it's my role to spread the awareness of the charity and has raised as much money as possible through the likes of businesses like today and get their support, as well as community fundraising as well.
I wouldn't have guessed it was between 4 and 5 a day that you respond to.
Yes.
What are we looking at then in terms of running costs?
So on average, it's £19,000 a day to keep both our helicopters in the sky and saving lives across Yorkshire.
Wow, okay. So you've really got your work cut out in terms of keeping all that money coming in. Do you get anything in the way of funding, or is everything through fundraising?
So our doctors and our paramedics are seconded to us through the NHS, so we get a little bit of help from that side from a crew's perspective, but everything else is fully charity-led, so we employ all our own pilots, our technical crew members who are the co-pilot position. We own our own helicopters, so we're very lucky to have both helicopters owned by the charity, but yeah, everything else is charity-led.
Wow, all right. So that's a lot of work that you've got to do. Talk us through some of the, I guess there's various events and things that you do over the course of the year to kind of help with that.
Yeah, so being April now, we're just heading into our summer calendar of events, so things are picking up quite quickly for us now. So you'll see us at all sorts of different events across the summer months, from, you know, fetes, galas, community-led events, as well as going into schools to give talks and raise awareness about our charity with students. But we also go into businesses too, so we love to have business support for the charity. So usually it's on a 12-month period, but it's great that the staff can get involved with challenge events and, you know, fundraising at their business as well.
What kind of reaction have you had today?
It's been fantastic today. There's lots of businesses here. It's a very busy expo, so really good to be part of it. We're members of the SAM group, so it's lovely to be able to be here to support SAM in that respect as well. But yeah, lots of leads, so hopefully some things will be followed up afterwards as well, and we'll get to work with these businesses too.
And let's just kind of clarify in terms of the work that you do. It's saving lives, isn't it? You're doing something that's really important. This is, you know, I kind of get drawn to shiny helicopter and it's all very exciting and high tech. But the work you're doing is dead important, because you're responding to people that without that help might not pull through.
It is, and, you know, ultimately that's why we're here. We're saving lives and we're raising that awareness. We want to be here on people's worst days and be there to help support them through that. So yeah, it's a vital service to Yorkshire.
I came off my bike last Friday. If I'd have called you, would you have come? You don't have to answer that. I'm kidding. If anyone listening to this thinks, all right, yeah, I need to do my bit. I want to get involved. I want to see what events you've got, or see whether my business can help. What's the best way for them to do that and find out more?
So if they want to go onto the website, there's lots of information on there about our upcoming events, the ways in which that they can support and fundraise for us. There's also our contact details on there. So there's an inquiry form. If they want to complete those details on there, we'll get in touch.
Excellent. Thank you for your time today. It's been really good to chat.
No, lovely to meet you. Thank you.